Wine harvest is crushing away in a small Washington growing region called Red Mountain, and this dusty wedge of earth has been attracting an increasing amount of greenbacks lately. Correspondent Anna King finds out why this small spot has attracted winemakers from Napa, Canada, and even Italy.
Back in the late 70s, Red Mountain used to be mostly sagebrush and a primitive road slashed through the desert. Today, there are only small islands of desert peeking out from a sea of green grapevines. One of the recent additions is Duckhorn Winery from Napa Valley. Alex Ryan is the head of the company. He says Red Mountain's sloping southwest exposure, dry desert climate, and 40-plus degree swings between day and night make it ideal for Cabernet Sauvignon wine grapes. And at about 4,000 acres in this total area, there just isn't that much of it.
If you look at the great wine growing regions around the world, and there really aren't that many of them, they're all very small, relatively speaking, very small, and really limited in land. Just take Bordeaux, Burgundy, Napa Valley, Sonoma.
Duckhorn is releasing its first Cabernet Sauvignon sourced from Red Mountain this week. It's a 2012 vintage called Canvasback. I'm Anna King in Richland.